Will you please turn to the Gospel according to Matthew?
请我们翻到马太福音。
Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
Verse
3. 第三节。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of the heavens.
虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
And will you please turn to chapter 11?
请我们翻到马太福音第十一章。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
Matthew chapter 11, verse 12.
马太福音十一章第十二节。
But from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of the heavens is taken by violence, and the violent seize on it.
从施洗约翰的时候到如今，天国是努力进入的，努力的人就得着了。
May we have a word of prayer?
我们有点祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank Thee for inviting us to Thy table.
主啊，我们感谢你，你邀请我们来赴你的桌子。
Who are we that we can come even to Thy table of love?
主啊，我们是谁？我们居然可以来到你桌子面前，你爱的桌子的面前。
We want to thank Thee for the tremendous love that Thou has shown us.
我们感谢你，因为你给我们那极大莫大的爱。
Thou dost not love us by word only.
主啊，你爱我们不只是在口言语上。
Thou dost love us by giving thy very life for us.
你爱我们，把你自己的命舍了为我们。
We thank thee for thy precious blood that is shed for the remission of our sins.
我们谢谢你，谢谢你的血为我们流，让我们的罪可以得赦免。
We thank thee for giving thy body for us, that we may live no longer by ourselves, but thy life in us.
我们感谢你，你把你的身体也舍了，让我们今天活着，不再为自己活，乃是靠着你的生命可以活。
We are now today, not because of what we are, but because of what thou art.
主啊，我们今天可以在你面前，不是因为我们的好处，乃是因为你是谁。
We pray that thou will fill us with thyself.
我们求你用你自己充满我们。
Deliver us from everything that comes from ourselves.
把我们从任何从我们自己里面出来的东西里头，把我们拯救出来。
That we may truly testify for me.To live is Christ.
好让我们真正可以做这个见证，活着是因为耶稣。
Lord, we do not want to live for ourselves.
主啊，我们不要为我们自己活了。
To satisfy our longings.
来满足我们自己的期望。
We want to live for Thee.
我们要为你而活。
And only by Thee.
而且只有靠你而活。
That Thy purpose in our lives may be realized.
好让你在我们里头的目的能够实现。
And thy heart may be satisfied.
好让你的心得到满足。
This is the longing of our heart.
这是我们心里面的祈求。
Do hear our cry.
主啊，请你听我们的呼求。
Bless this time.
祝福这段时间。
As we together study thy word.
当我们在一起学习你的话语。
May glory be unto thyself.
让荣耀归于你自己。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们靠你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
How we want to praise the Lord for even allowing us to meet this morning.
我愿意赞美我的主，甚至于他让我们今天早上可以聚在一起。
I really feel that every time he gave us opportunity.
我实在觉得每一次他给我们机会。
That is his love for us.
那是他对我们的爱。
He knows us so well.
他知道我们那么清楚。
That he wants to continue to speak to us.
他要继续向我们说话。
To deliver us out of ourselves.
把我们从我们自己的里面拯救出来。
That we may be fully filled with Christ and him alone.
把我们从我们自己里释放出来，让我们能够真正的被主耶稣，主耶稣自己，唯有他充满。
Because this is God's eternal purpose.
因为这是神永远的旨意。
Brothers and sisters, we do not live for the time.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是为了现在而活的。
We live for eternity.
我们是为了永远而活的。
And for that reason,
为了这个缘故，
how we need to be filled only with Christ.
我们多么是需要只有被耶稣基督所充满。
Because everything is passing away.
因为所有的事情都慢慢过去了。
But Lord, our Christ is eternal.
但是主，我们的基督是永远的。
So this is our prayer before God.
所以这是我们今天在主面前祷告。
As we say it yesterday.
我们昨天说过。
This time our burden is to share on the gospel of the kingdom of the heavens.
这回我们的负担是交通到天国的福音。
The reason for it is because I do feel that probably it is because of the lack of the knowledge of the gospel of the kingdom of heavens that our Lord Jesus seems to delay his return.
我实在觉得我们的主好像是迟延他的再来，是因为我们不懂得不知道那个天国的福音。
Because as we read yesterday,
我们昨天读过。
In Matthew chapter 24,
马太福音第二十四章。
The Lord said, the gospel of the kingdom of heaven shall be preached to all the habitable world.
这天国的福音，主说天国的福音要传到所有有人住的地方的世界。
As a witness to all the nations,
作为一个见证向所有的万国。
And then the end shall come.
然后末期才会到。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹，
as we look at the gospel of the kingdom of heavens,
当我们看见天国的福音，
we see its importance to us.
我们看见这件事情对我们有多么重要。
Because it is not only that gospelThat transfer from the age of law to the age of grace.
因为不但天国的福音是把那个律法的时代带进恩典的时代。
I believe that we all know we do not live under the age of law.
我们都知道我们不是今天不是住在律法的时代。
But unfortunately, we often live still in the age of law.
可是不幸的是，我们今天实实在在，有的时候是住在这个律法的时代里。
We have not been fully delivered from it.
我们还没有被从那个律法的时代里面被释放出来。
But so far as God is concerned,
但是就神来说
，The age of law is over.
律法的时代已经过去了。
We are now in the age of grace.
我们今天在恩典的时代里头。
Now what brings the change?
这个改变是怎么来的呢？
It brings in by the gospel of the kingdom of the heaven.
是天国的福音把这个改变带出来。
Because it was when John the Baptist began to preach.
因为当施洗约翰开始传道的时候，
Repent, for the kingdom of heavens has drawn nigh.
悔改，你们要悔改，因为天国近了。
And for that reason, you find the king shall come.
因为这个缘故，你就发现国王要来。
And with the coming of the king, the age has changed to grace.
这个王来了，就把这个时代改成是恩典的时代。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹，
I hope every one of us is clear.
我相信，我希望每个人都清楚。
We are now living in the age of grace.
我们今天活在恩典的时代。
Not only so,
不但是这样,
but we sense that that we are living at the end of the age of grace.
我们实在感觉到我们现在是在恩典时代的最后了。
Because the Lord tells us,
因为主告诉我们
that he is coming back.
他要回来。
And when he shall come back,
当他回来的时候
he will establish his kingdom of heavens upon this earth.
他要把他的天国建立在这个地上。
In other words,
换句话说
there will be another change.
这里要有另外一个改变。
It will be changed from the age of grace to the age of the kingdom.
改变是要把恩典的时代 改变成国度的时代。
And now we are on the very fringe of it.
我们现在正好在要改变的时候。
You know, even the world somehow had that feeling.
甚至于连世界上的人都有这个感觉。
There will be false prophecies.
要有假先知出来。
Saying that the end of the world will come at a certain time.
说是世界的末了要在某天某天发生。
And we recently heard about that prophecy.
我们最近就听到了这样的话。
But it didn't happen at that time.
但是没发生。
But anyway, the world is even conscious that something is going to change.
可是无论如何，连世界都觉得有一件事情要改变了。
The world cannot go on anymore.
世界不能够像这样继续。
By all indications,
所有的征兆
from the word of God,
从神的话里头
we know that the Lord is coming back soon.
我们知道主快快就要回来了。
And the sign of it,
那个征兆
the sign of it,
这个记号
it is the gospel of the kingdom of the heavens being preached to all the nations.
这个预兆就是说天国的福音要传到全世界。
Now, brothers and sisters, one thing we really realize,
弟兄姊妹，一件事情我们真正知道。
It is because the gospel of the kingdom of heavens has not been preached to all the nations.
就是天国的福音并没有传到所有的国家。
Even among God's people.
甚至于在神的百姓当中。
Many of them have never heard of the gospel of the kingdom of heavens.
许多人从来没有听过天国的福音。
And I believe this is the reason why we are not yet prepared for the coming of the Lord.
我相信这就是为什么我们都还没有准备好让主回来。
Because it is that gospel that prepares us for the return of the Lord.
因为是那一个福音把我们准备好要让主回来。
It should be a witness to the world.
这件事情对世界来说需要是一个见证。
And then the end shall come.
然后末期才会到。
So this time we want to concentrate on this matter.
所以这一次我们愿意着重在就是只说这一点。
You know, as you read the New Testament,
当我们读新约的时候
you will find the gospel of the kingdom of heavens is written to us in the gospel of Matthew.
我们看见这天国的福音是写在马太福音里头。
Especially in the gospel of Matthew.
特别是写在马太福音里头。
You find it is mentioned about the kingdom of the heavens.
你看见他一直是这么说，天国，天国。
In other gospel, it mentioned the gospel of God.
在其他的福音里面，常常都说到神的国。
And here you find it specified as the gospel of the kingdom of the heavens.
在马太福音里面说到这个是天国的福音。
Yesterday we already mentioned.
昨天我们说过。
Aside from two places in other place of the Bible.
在圣经其他的地方只有两个地方。
The gospel of the kingdom of heavens is specially written in the gospel of Matthew.
提到了天国，那么天国的福音这件事情是特别的在马太福音里面提到。
We know that so far as the four Gospels are concerned,
我们知道就整个的福音来说，
the Gospel of Matthew is not the first written.
马太福音并不是时间里面最早被写出来的。
Chronologically speaking,
时间上来说，
the Gospel of Mark is the first written.
马可福音是最先写的。
But why is it?
那是为什么？
As you open the New Testament,
当你把新约打开，
you find the first book is the Gospel of Matthew.
你发现第一本书就是马太福音。
I believe there is something from God.
我相信从神那里有一个原因。
Because so far as we are concerned,
因为就我们来说，
we are interested in the Gospel of Mark.
我们是对马可福音有兴趣。
But so far as God is concerned,
但是对神来说，
He is interested in the Gospel of Matthew.
他是对马太福音有兴趣，
because He wants us to enter into that kingdom.
因为他要我们进入那个天国。
So this is why we have the Gospel of Matthew in the very beginning of the New Testament.
所以这就是为什么马太福音在新约里面是第一本书。
Now, if we really want to know what the kingdom of the heavens is,
若是我们真正要知道天国是什么意思，
you have to study the gospel according to Matthew.
你必须读马太福音。
Now, for the sake of our understanding,
那为了我们的理解，
you know, in that gospel, which is the gospel of the kingdom of the heavens,
在马太福音里面就是他说到了天国的福音。
There are two peaks there, three peaks there.
那里有三段，有三部分。
And when you look at these peaks,
对不起，有三个三个高点，有看见这三个高点。
You will be able to understand the whole book.
好像三个山峰一样，你看到这三个地方，你就能够懂得整个的书。
The first peak is Matthew chapters 5-7.
这第一个高峰呢，就是马太福音五六七章。
It tells us of the reality of the kingdom of the heavens.
这里告诉我们天国的实际。
What the kingdom of heavens really is.
天国实际上是什么？
And then in Matthew chapter 13.
然后在马太福音第十三章，
You find the parables there.
你在那里看见比喻。
And these are the mystery of the kingdom of the heaven.
这是天国的奥秘。
Why is it a mystery?
为什么是奥秘呢？
Because it is hidden from the world.
因为世界上来说，这个对世界来说，这是一个隐藏的。
The Lord will only explain it to those who are His.
主只是把这件事情解释给属于他的人。
So that gives us the appearance of the kingdom of heavens today.
所以给我们在天国，我们今天看见今天的天国的外表。
When we look at the kingdom of heavens today,
当我们今天看天国，
it is a mystery.
是一个奥秘。
And these mysteries are represented by these parables.
这个奥秘就是被这些比喻所表示出来。
And then you find in Matthew chapter 24 and 25.
然后你来到马太福音第24-25章。
And they tell us about the coming, the appearance of the kingdom of the heavens upon this earth.
这里说到天国降临在这世界上。
So if we are able to grasp these three peaks,
所以当若是我们能够掌握这三个高峰，
then the whole gospel of the kingdom of heavens will be open to us.
那么天国这件事情对我们来说就敞开了。
Now this morning we would like to concentrate ourselves on the first peak.
所以今天早上我们愿意看第一个高峰。
And that is Matthew 5-7.
就是马太五六七章。
Now we know during his first coming,
我们知道当主第一次来的时候，
even though he came as the king of the heavens,
虽然他是来了是天国的王，
And yet you find his birth is so different from the way of the world.
他的来，他的生下来是跟世上这样的不同。
So far as the world is concerned,
就世界来说
the king should be born in Jerusalem.
王是应该在耶路撒冷生的。
That's why the three magi, they went to Jerusalem to try to find the birth of the king of Judah.
所以这三个智慧的人从东方来，他们来到耶路撒冷要找这一个王。
But our Lord Jesus was not born in Jerusalem.
但是我们的主没有生在耶路撒冷。
He was born in Bethlehem.
他是生在伯利恒。
And he was not born in the palace.
他不是生在宫殿里。
He was born in a manger.
他是生在马槽里。
And you find that only some shepherds came to visit him.
你看见只有那些有一些牧羊人来看他。
So the very way he came into this world was so different.
所以他来到世上的这一个情形是跟世人这么不同。
It shows that his kingdom is entirely different from the kingdom of this world.
所以这告诉我们说他的国跟世上的国是完全不一样的。
His very birth shows us the difference.
他生下来这件事情就马上让我们看见这个不
同。And then you find he was raised up in Nazareth.
我们看见他是在拿撒勒长大。
Now what is Nazareth?
拿撒勒是什么呢？
You remember when Nathanael heard that Christ was born from came from Nazareth.
当拿但业他知道这个耶稣是从拿撒勒来的。
He said, "Can Nazareth produce anything good?"
他说拿撒勒能出什么好的呢？
Nazareth was a place, small place, despised by people.
拿撒勒是一个小地方，是人所轻视的。
And yet our Lord was raised in Nazareth.
但是我们的主就是在拿撒勒被长带大。
He was hidden there until he was 30 years old.
他被隐藏起来，一直到他30岁。
And when he came.Out for his public ministry.
当他来要开始他的公开的执事的时候
，You find his way of coming forth is so different.
你看见他来到众人的面前，那个方式是这么样不同。
How was he introduced into this world?
他怎么样被引进，让人看见，让世上的人看见呢
？He did not come in a big party in the palace.
他不是在一个皇宫里面有一个大的。这个宴会
，You find he came to be baptized of John.
你看见他是被约翰所施浸。
Even John the Baptist realized something is so great in that person.
施洗约翰里面发觉，在这个人里面有一个极大不同的。
He says that he should be baptized by Jesus, rather he baptized Jesus.
他觉得他应该被耶稣。施浸，而不是他为耶稣施浸。
Because he was so perfect.
因为这个人是这么样的完全。
There is nothing to repent of.
对他来讲，他不需要悔改。
And the baptism of John is the baptism of repentance.
约翰的洗是悔改的洗。
But our Lord Jesus said, "Let us do it for the righteousness of God."
但是我们主耶稣说让我们这样做是让为尽神诸般的义。
Because this is the way.That God would introduce grace.
因为这是神把恩典带出来的方式。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹。
How he came.
他如何来。
To be one of us.
让成为我们中间的一个。
And take all our sins upon himself.
把我们的罪都放在他自己的身上。
And it seems that he had to go through the baptism of repentance.
那好像他必须要经过这个悔改的洗。
You know, his way of coming out is so different.
你知道他，你看见他来的那个方式是这么样的不同。
And when he began to preach,
当他开始传道的时候
，We would think that he would say, "When the king has come."
他应该说，天国的王来了。
Come into my kingdom.
来到我的天国里。
But that was not his message.
但是他不是这么说的。
His message is repent.For the kingdom of heavens has drawn nigh.
他说悔改因为天国近了。
Why is it so?
为什么这么说?
The king is here.
王已经在这里。
But he said the kingdom of heaven has drawn nigh.
但是他说天国是近了。
And because the kingdom is coming.
因为天国要来了。
It is so different from the world.
这个天国是跟世界这么样的不同。
That difference is so great.
这个不同是这么样的大。
As heaven is higher than the earth.
天是怎么样高于地。
So the kingdom of the heavens is so much higher than the kingdoms in this world.
天国也比地上的国是有这么样的高。
Everything is different.
每一件事情都不一样。
Everything is on another level.
所有的事情都是在另外一个层次里。
So the Lord said, you need to repent.
所以主说你需要悔改。
Do not think that you are fit for that kingdom of the heaven.
不要觉得你可以配在那个天国里。
You have to repent.
你必须悔改。
Completely turn around.
完全改过来。
And then you will be able to enter into the kingdom of the heavens.
然后你就能进天的国。
So our Lord began to preach.
所以主在这里开始传道。
As we mentioned yesterday.
我们昨天说过。
You know, when you read the gospel,
当我们读福音书
you will be surprised.
你会觉得很惊奇
that when our Lord was on earth,
当我们主在世上的时候
it seems as if he's always meeting people who are sick, who are blind, who are lame, and even sick, sit dead.
好像他所遇见的人都是瘸腿的、瞎眼的、耳聋的，甚至于是死的。
That's the people he came for.
就是他来的就是为了这些人。
But they were not fit for the kingdom of the heaven.
但是他们对天国来讲不符合。
So our Lord Jesus has to come to save the lost first.
所以主来了，先要拯救世上的人。
We were the lost.
我们是世上的人。
In the eyes of God.
在神的眼中。
We were those who were blind.
我们是这些瞎眼的。
We're those who, are so sick.
我们是这些生病的。
We are those who are dead in sins and transgressions.
我们是这些在罪和过犯中间死的。
But our Lord Jesus came for us.
但是我们的主耶稣来为了我们。
And how he died for us.
他如何为我们死。
That we may be saved.
好让我们被拯救。
That we may receive God's life.
好让我们能够得到神的生命。
So you find when he came the first time,
所以我们看见他第一次来的时候
he was trying to establish his kingdom of heavens upon the earth.
他要试着要把天他的天国带到地上来。
But the earth was not prepared for him.
但是地没有准备好。
So he had to save some people.
所以他必须先拯救一些人。
But being saved is not enough.
但是只是得救是不够的。
We already said,
我们已经说过
To be saved is our hope.
得救是我们的
盼望 Hope.
我们的盼望
But to be saved and still live by our own selves, that's not God's thought.
但是我们得救了，只是照我们原来的方式活，这不是神的意思。
He wants to save us to the uttermost.
他要拯救我们到底。
So you find after those people got saved.
所以我们看见当这些人得救了以后。
What did the Lord do?
主做什么事呢?
In Matthew chapter 4.
马太第四章。
He began to call for disciples.
他在那里呼召门徒。
He found Peter and Andrew. They were casting the net.
他找到彼得和安德烈他们在撒网
Because they were fishermen.
因为他们是渔夫
And then he said, come and follow me.
他说来跟随我
I will make you fishers of men.
我要让你得人如得鱼
And you remember how they left the boat and followed the Lord.
我们知道他们如何离开了他们的船来跟随主
Then he went a little bit forward.
然后他继续走
And he saw the sons of Zebedee, they were manning the net.
他看见西比泰的两个儿子他们在捕网。
And he said, come and follow me.
他说来跟随我。
And they left everything and followed the Lord.
他们就放下了这些东西来跟随主。
And other people too.
还有别人。
Now after he got some disciples,
当他有了一些门徒以后
then he began to speak to them about the kingdom of the heaven.
然后他才跟他们开始说
So when you read chapter 5 of the Gospel of Matthew,
所以当我们来到马太福音第五章的时候
and here you say, seeing the crowds, he went up into the mountain, and having sat down, his disciples came to him.
第五章第一节耶稣看见许多人就上了山既已坐下门徒到他跟前来
You know, in the beginning when our Lord was preaching
开始的时候当我们主传道
Crowds followed him
许多人都跟着他
So when the Lord saw the crowds
当他看见许多人
He went up to a mountain
他就到山上去
And the Bible said he sat down there
那圣经说他坐下
And his disciples came to him.
他的门徒们来到他面前。
And he opened his mouth and taught them.
他开口教训他们。
So in other words,
换句话说,
the so-called Sermon on the Mount is not for the world.
所谓的登山宝训不是讲给世人听的。
The Sermon on the Mount is exclusively for the disciples of our Lord Jesus.
登山宝训是只是讲给主耶稣的门徒们听的。
You know, if you try to preach the Sermon on the Mount to the world,
你若是想要把登山宝训讲给世人听
，You know what will happen to you?
你知道什么会发生呢
？One day, when preacher was preaching the kingdom of the heavens,
有一天有一个传道人在传。登天宝训
And you know what happened?
你知道什么是发生了吗
A person suddenly came to him.
有个人就上来来到他面前
Strike his right cheek.
打他的那个右脸
You know what it means?
你什么意思呢
Because that person heard of the Sermon on the Mount.
因为那个人听到了登山宝训以前
If other people strike your right cheek.
当人打你右脸的时候
You turn the left cheek too.
你要把你左脸给他
And fortunately, that preacher did turn the left cheek.
那还好，那个这个传道人果然就把左脸给他。
So you know, the Sermon on the Mount is not for the world.
所以你看，登山宝训不是给世人听的。
It is only for disciples.
是给门徒们听的。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
there is such misunderstanding about the Sermon on the Mount.
对于登山宝训是有这么多的误解。
Most people think the Sermon on the Mount gives us the so-called Christian ethics.
许多人说登山宝训是给我们基督徒的伦理学。
It is higher than the law of Moses.
是比摩西所说的律法要高。
And because the Lord has given us the Sermon on the Mount.
因为主给我们了这个登山的宝训。
So we must try the best to keep the words in that sermon.
所以我们要尽我们的一切的力量让我们生活的时候守这个登山宝训。
And there are truly people who want to do that.
实在有人是要这样做。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹
if you have ever tried to keep the Sermon on the Mount,
你若是曾经试过要遵守遵行登山宝训
you will see that the more you try,The more you cannot do it.
你会经历到，你越想要做，你越做不到。
Because the demand is higher than any human being can answer.
因为所要求的是比任何一个人所能够回应的。
Now why is it so?
为什么呢
？It is because the Lord is showing us.
因为主给我们看见
How different is his kingdom from the kingdom of the world?
主给我们看见他的国与世上的国有多么不一样
We may be fit for the kingdom of this world.
我们可以在世上的国里面很相合
but we are totally unfit for the kingdom of the heaven.
但是我们对天国是根本不相合
When you read at Matthew,
当我们读马太福音
Now what it really is?
马太福音是什么
The kingdom of the heavens is nothing but telling us who the king is and what he is.
天国就是告诉我们王是谁，那么同时他是什么。
Because a kingdom is under a king.
因为王国，一个国是在一个王底下。
In other words, that king overrule the kingdom.
换句话说，这个王就管掌管国里一切的事。
He will rule according to what he is.
他根据他是如何来管理这个国家。
If the king is benevolent,
若是王是一个好王。
And then you find the people live a good life.
我们就会发觉这个国里的百姓是过一个好日子。
If the king is a despot,
若是这个国王是个暴君。
And then the people live poorly.
那老百姓就被欺负。
Because the kingdom is according to the king.
因为国家王国是根据这个王。
The character of the king rules over his kingdom.
是这个王的性格掌管贯通在他的国里。
You know, among the disciples of our Lord Jesus.
你知道在我们主耶稣的门徒当中。
There was one thing that happened again and again.
有一件事情一再的发生。
They have believed in the Lord.
他们信了主。
They have even followed the Lord.
他们甚至于跟随了主。
And yet you find among them there was one thing that's always going on.
你发觉他们中间有一件事情一再发生。
And what is it?
什么呢？
Everyone want to be the head.
每个人都要做高位，做最高的。
You look at these 12 disciples.
你看这十二个门徒
，They didn't have very noble background.
他们并没有很高贵的背景。
And yet they are struggling with one another over this matter, who was the highest?
他们彼此争谁是最高的
，Even to the very last.
一直到最后一天。
You know, when our Lord Jesus was going to Jerusalem for the last time.
你知道我们的主最后一次进耶路撒冷。
The disciples thought that the Lord was to be enthroned there.
他们觉得我们的主在那里要登宝座。
And that was the last chance.
这是最后一次的机会。
So you find John and James got their mother out.
所以约翰和雅各把他妈妈请过来。
Because their mother is the aunt of our Lord Jesus according to the flesh.
因为他们的母亲是我们主耶稣肉身的姑妈。
And the word of an aunt has power.
那姑妈所说的话是有权力的。
And of course, the mother loved the children.
当然，这妈妈爱孩子。
She would do anything that they wanted.
他们要什么，妈妈做什么。
So they came to the Lord.
所以她妈妈来到主的面前。
And she told the Lord, "I have a request."
说我有一个要求。
Promise that you will answer it.
你要答应我，你一定要照做。
Here is a blank check.
那就是说你这里你要给我一个空头支票。
And you just write your name
空白支票。
Why did she do that?
为什么她这样做呢?
I think within herself she felt something was not quite right.
她心里面觉得什么事情不大对。
But they had to request that.
但是她必须要要求。
But our Lord will not write such a check.
我们主不愿意写这么样一个支票。
And the Lord said, "What really do you want?"
主说你要什么
？So she said, "When you are enthroned."
他说，当你登宝座的时候。
Let my two sons sit on the right and your left.
让我两个儿子，一个坐你左边，一个坐你右边。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹。
When the other disciples heard about it,
当其他的门徒们听到
这事 ，The Bible said they were indignant.
的圣经说他们不高兴了。
Because these two disciples outmaneuvered them.
因为这两个门徒比他们更聪明。
But thank God.
感谢神。
The Lord Jesus did not give such a promise.
我们的主耶稣没有给他们这样一个应许。
He said, "The cup I'm going to drink, are you able to drink?"
他说，我所要饮的杯，你们能饮吗？
The baptism I'm going to be baptized, are you able to be baptized?
我所要受的浸，你们能受吗？
I think they didn't know what they mean.
我想他们不知道是什么意思。
But they wanted to sit on the right and left so much.
他们可是他们仍旧要坐在左边右边。
And they say we will.
他们说我们愿意。
And the Lord said yes, you will.
主说有一天你们是要这样。
But sit on my right and left is the Father to give.
但是坐在我左边坐在我右边是主是父决定的。
And the Lord had to tell the disciples.
主必须告诉他的门徒们。
He said in the world.
他说在世上。
If you want to be great.
你若是要做高位
If you want to be the first,
你若是要为大你要为首
That's what you are seeking for.
那就是你要求的
But in my kingdom,
但是在我的国里
If you want to be the first, you have to be the last.
你若是要为首你要先做最后
If you want to be the great, you have to be the small.
你要做最大你又要做最小
Because he said, I come to serve, not to be served.
我来是服侍人，而不是被人服侍。
And to give my life a ransom for all.
舍了我的命，做万人，做众人的赎价。
You would think that that's to settle the matter.
你觉得这件事情就完了？
But no, it hasn't settled it.
还没完呢。
Because even at the Last Supper,
因为在最后的晚餐那里
you find the disciples were still arguing among themselves, who is the greatest?
门徒们仍旧在那里争吵，谁是最大的？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
do you see, we are totally unfit for the kingdom of the heaven.
你有没有看见，我们是完全不合天国的？
No matter how good you are,
不论你多好
we are totally unfit.
我们完全是不符合的。
Because the kingdom of heavens is totally different.
因为天国是完全不一样的。
It takes its character from the king itself.
天国的性格是王的性格。
So the Lord came into the earth to demonstrate to us.
所以主来到世上让我们看见。
What kind of a kingdom he is to establish among men.
他所要在人中建造的他的国度是什么样子
So when you read the so-called beatitude,
所以当我们读这个所谓的八福
Blessed, blessed, blessed,
有福了有福了有福了
It means happy, happy, and happy.
那意思说喜乐喜乐喜乐
No,Who are to be blessed?
那谁是要得福呢?
Who will become the sons of the kingdom of the heavens?
谁能够做天国的子民呢?
And it starts with the beatitude.
它从这个所谓的八福开始。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹,
in these blessings,
在这些个福气里头,
they tell us of the character of our Lord Jesus.
他们告诉我们我们主耶稣的性格。
And here in the very beginning, he said, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of the heavens.
所以一开始说告诉我们说邻里贫穷的人有福了因为天国是他们的。
Now, who is the poor in spirit?
邻里贫穷的人是谁呢?
Now remember, this is not said, Blessed is the poor spirit.Blessed is the poor spirit.
哦，这里并不是说邻穷的人。
Bad spirit, poor spirit.
或者是说哦，对不对，就是说邻不好的，或者是邻贫穷的。
He said, "Blessed is the poor in spirit."
他是说这里是虚心的虚心的人。
Now, how,
邻里谦虚的。
How can you be poor in spirit?
你的灵里面怎么能够虚心呢?
Your spirit is supposed to be rich.
你的灵里怎么能够贫穷呢? 你的灵里应该是很富足的。
And yet, because it is so rich.
因为是这样的富足。
So you can be poor in spirit.
所以呢你的灵呢就可以是穷的。
If you are really poor,Your spirit is really poor.
若是你的灵里真是的贫穷
There is nothing to give up.
你不能给出去。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
here you see our Lord Jesus telling us of who he is.
在这里我们的主耶稣告诉我们他是谁。
Because in Philippians, chapter 2, it says, he who is equal with God, and this is not something to be grasped at.
腓立比书第二章说，那他是与神同等的，却不以与神同等为抢夺。
And yet, he emptied himself.
他倒空自己。
Now who can empty himself?
谁能够倒空自己呢？
Only those who are rich in spirit.
只有在他灵里面已经非常富足的人可以倒空他自己。
There is no one that is richer than our Lord Jesus.
没有人比我们的主更丰富。
Because he was equal with God.
因为他与神同等。
And to take that place is not something to grasp at.
那在那个地位啊，不是对他来讲，不是来抢夺的。
You know, one day, an archangel tried to grasp at that place.
曾经有一天，这个大天使啊，他想要抢夺这个地位。
And Lucifer became Satan.
就是路西佛变成了魔鬼。
But our Lord Jesus is equal with God.
但是我们的主他是与神同等的。
And yet.He is poor in spirit.
但是他灵里面是贫穷的，是虚心的。
He is willing to empty himself.
他愿意把他离自己倒空。
Empty himself of all his glory.
把所有的荣耀倒空。
Of all his position.
所有的地位倒空。
Of all his authority and power.
所有的权柄，所有的权力倒空。
And he came to take the form of a bond slave.
他来取了奴仆的形象。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
What is the form of a bond slave?
奴仆的形象是什么？
The form here does not refer to the outward appearance.
这里的形象不是外面的表现。
The form here refers to what his character really is.
这里的形象是说到他性格是如何。
It is the word just as image.
这个是里面的那个形象。
This is what he really is.
这就是他真正的样子。
And yet, he who is the image of God.
他原来是神的形象。
Now he takes up the image of a bond slave.
他现在取了一个奴仆的形象。
Bond slave to who?
谁的奴仆呢？
Bond slave to God his Father.
对他的神，他的父，他现在是奴仆。
So you find throughout his life.
所以从他的一生，
he never tried to exert his own will.
他从来没有把他自己的意志拿出来伸展。
Even to the very last.
一直到最后，
when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane.
当他在克西马尼园，
he realized that all the sins of the world will come upon him.
他知道一件事，世上所有的罪都要放在他的身上。
He will be a sin bearer.
他变成一个承受罪的人。
He who knew no sin was to be made sin for us.
他不知道罪的人现在要成为为我们成为罪。
As a human, he couldn't stand it.
就一个人来说，他受不了。
Because he had never sinned.
因为他从来没有犯过罪。
And yet he said, "Not my will, but thy will be done."
但是他说，不是我的意思，乃是你的。不是我的旨意，你的旨意来达成。
Outwardly, he took the form, fashion of a man.
外面来说，他是取了人的样式。
And inwardly, he took the form of a bond slave.
但是里面他取了一个奴仆的形象。
And he was obedient to the Father, even unto death and the death of the cross.
他顺服他的父亲，一直到死。而且死在十字架上。
Now this is poor in spirit.
这是虚心，灵里虚心。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
What do we have in our spirit?
我们灵里面我们有什么呢？
Before we believe in the Lord Jesus, our spirit was dead in sins and transgressions.
在我们信主耶稣之前，我们的灵在我们的罪和过犯中间死了。
And even by the grace of God, our dead spirit was renewed into life.
靠神的恩典，我们这死了的灵现在重新恢复活了。
And our spirit is in communion with God the Spirit.
我们的灵是与神的灵现在可以交通了。
But how rich will be our spirit.
但是我们的灵有多么的丰富呢？
How much do we really know the Lord?
我们有知道我们的主多少呢？
How much do we really be obedient to the Lord?
我们对我们的主有多少的顺服呢？
Do we obey him to the uttermost?
我们能不能够顺从他一直到底？
How much we still think of ourselves?
我们有多少人就想到我们自己？
We still want to have our own way.
我们是不是仍旧什么事情要按照我自己的意思呢？
How much we murmur before God.
我们有多么有多少时候我们抱怨我们的神？
Our spirit is really a poor spirit.
我们的灵是真正一个穷的灵。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
we have almost nothing to empty off.
我们什么都没有，我们倒也倒不出来。
We can only empty the evil things within us.
我们倒出来的都是我们里面的丑陋。
We can only empty our self-will.
我们倒出来的都是我们自己的想法。
We can only empty our self-opinion.
我们倒出来的都是我们自己里头的意见。
We can only empty our self-feeling.
我们自己倒出来都是我们自己的感觉。
That's all we can do.
这是我们里头的东西。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
we find it so difficult to do that.
但是我们觉得已经觉得很难做了。
So in a sense, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
we are told, humanly speaking, it is impossible to be a child of the kingdom of the heavens.
这里我们就看见，就人来说，我们没有办法做天国的子民。
But thank God,
感谢神。
He who has begun his salvation in our life,
这一位在我们里面成就了救恩的人，
He will continue to work in our lives.
他在我们的生活里面，生命里面要继续的工作。
Until our spirit gets richer,
直到我们里面的灵能够丰富起来。
And because it is richer,
因为丰富起来，
Therefore, it is possible to be poor in spirit.
那我们就可以在灵里面能够倒空了。
And when, by the grace of God, we enter into that.
靠神的恩典，我们进入这个。
And then, it says, the kingdom of the heavens is theirs.
那他这里说，天国就是他们的。
Now you can go down through the other blessings.
你可以看见其他的福。
And the spirit behind it is the same.
那个后面的灵是一样的。
So, in the beginning, it shows us who our Lord Jesus is.
所以一开始，这个八福告诉我们，我们的主是谁。
How he is poor in spirit.
他灵里是何等的谦虚。
How he moan.
哦。他是怎么样哀痛？
You find when our Lord was earned, how he moaned.
看我们主在世上的时候，他是怎么样哀痛？
When Lazarus was dead.
当拉撒勒死的时候，
And our Lord came.
我们的主来。
And people telling him about it.
人们就告诉他。
And the Bible says Jesus wept.
圣经里告诉我们说，耶稣哭了。
He wound for our sake.
他为了我们的关系，他哀动。
The Bible said, he shall be comforted.
那圣经里面说，这样的人他要得到安慰。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
the problem with us today,
我们今天的问题，
even though we are saved,
虽然我们是得救了，
but so far, as the life of Christ in us is concerned,
但是就主耶稣的生命在我们里面来说，
It is still being very restricted.
我们仍旧是被受限制。
We try to be a Christian on our own.
我们想要照我们自己的力量，又就我们自己的力量来做个基督徒。
We may try to do our very best.
我们要尽我们的力。
And the result is, sooner or later, we find ourselves a failure.
迟早我们要发觉我们是一个失败的人。
You know, we just have seen that consecration hymn.
我们唱了那个奉献的歌。
It is a beautiful hymn.
是一个很美丽的诗歌。
But the problem is, we do not really know what consecration is.
可是问题是我们真正不知道那奉献是奉献什么。
Because when you read that hymn,
当我们读那首诗歌的时候
Take my life and let it be.
那拿我们的生命去
Take my eyes and so on and so forth.
拿我的生命，拿我的眼睛，拿我的一切一切。
It gives you the impression.
给你一个印象。
That God wants all your talents.
神要你的聪明。
If you are musical,
你若是是一个音乐的人。
Then in the church, you conduct the music.
那在教会里面呢，你在这里指挥音乐。
If you are a manager,
若是你是一个主管。
And then in the church, you can be an elder.
那在教会里面，你就变成一个长老。
You try to give the Lord the best.
你把你最好的献给主。
But the best is all of yourself.
但是这个所有的所谓的最好的都是从你来的。
And the best of yourself is the worst in the sight of God.
你的最好的神看来是最坏。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
what we really need to do
我们真正需要做的是什么呢
is to give ourselves completely to the Lord.
是把我们自己完全献给主。
And let him purify us.
让他把我们纯净做得纯净
displays ourselves
把我们的自己挪开
and place himself in us
然后把他放在我们的里面
then whatever comes of Christ and not of ourselves
所以当我们这样在奉献出来的时候这是基督内容是基督不再是我们自己
then this is true blessing
那这是真正的福
so dear brothers and sisters
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
if you readChapter 5.
就是你读第五章。
The Lord Jesus said,
主耶稣说
Because you are the salt of the earth.
因为你们是世上的盐。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
when we believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们相信主耶稣的时候
there is an element of salt within us.
在我们的里头就开始有一个盐。
You know, salt has a special flavor.
你知道盐有一个特别的味道。
If you put the salt in it, you know it's there.
你一个什么东西里面只要有盐，你就知道盐在里面。
Because the salt will preserve from decay.
你同时那个盐呢，是让你不会腐化。
And gives special flavor to the food.
它给这个食物呢一个特别的味道。
But the salt can become saltless.
可是盐呢可以变成失去它味道。
Now how can it be?
怎么可能？
Because when you are in such close fellowship with the world,
因为你若是跟世界有这么样亲近的交通
and gradually it becomes less salty until it is no longer salty.
你就慢慢就开始比较不咸了，然后更不咸了，慢慢你一点也不咸了。
And the power of preservation is totally gone.
那保存你的那个力量就完全没有了。
We are the salt of the world.
我们是世上的盐。
We should preserve the world from decay.
我们需要来把世界保存，让世界不会腐烂。
And yet we are so in friendship with the world.
但是我们跟世界的关系那么好。
We have lost its flavor.
我们失去了盐的味道。
And we can no longer affect the world.
你再不能够影响世界了。
But the world affects us.
反而世界影响了你。
And that's the reason why our Lord Jesus said.
这就为什么我们主耶稣说。
If you befriend the world, you become enemy of God.
你若是与世界为友，你就是神的仇敌。
And when the salt becomes saltless.
当盐失去了味道。
Now what can you do with it?
你能把它做什么用呢？
It no longer fit for anything.
那它不再能做什么。
It will be cast out and be trodden underfoot.By man.
你就要丢到外头去踩在人的脚下。
And that's what happened among Christians.
这就是今天基督徒中间的情形。
Instead of the world admire it.
而世界没有羡慕我们。
The world despise Christians.
反而世界看不起我们。
Because they say you are no longer different from us.
他就说你们跟我们没有你们跟我们没有什么不一样。
And you become even worse than us.
甚至于你们比我们还不如。
And then the Lord said, you are the light of the world.
但是主说你们是世上的光。
We are supposed to be sons of light.
我们应该是光明之子。
Now where do you put the light?
光放在哪里呢？
You do not put it under a couch.
你不把它放在椅子底下。
A couch means that you want the comfort of this world.
椅子的意思是你要愿意在这世上有享乐，有平安。
Then the light will be hidden.
那么光就看不见了。
And you do not put it under a bushel.
那你也不能够把光放在斗底下。
The bushel means the things of this world.
这个斗的意思就是世上的这些东西。
And you put it in a bushel, the light is hidden.
你若是把它放到斗里面，没有人看见光。
It is to be put in the city.
你要把光放在
城上。On the lampstand.
从最高的地方。
And then the light will have his result.
那然后灯就可以有它的效果。
So the Lord said in chapter 5.
所以在第五章里面主说。
He said, I come not to make void the Lord and prophets.
所以主说我来不是要废掉律法先知。
I come to fulfill it.
我来是要成全律法成全先知。
In other words,
换句话说
the law and the prophets tell us something good.
律法和先知告诉我们好的事情。
But it is the Lord who make it good for us.
但是是主耶稣让我们能够赶上这个好的东西。
So dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
you find in chapter 5,
我们看见第五章里头
the Lord used different illustrations.
主用各种不一样的图画。
He used the illustration of what the Lord demands.
这个图画告诉我们主要的是什么？
律法 what the Lord demands.
对不起，告诉我们律法所要的是什么。
And then the Lord tells us what he demands.
那然后我们主告诉我们他要的是什么。
It is so much higher than what the Lord requires.
主耶稣所要的是比律法所要的有那么样的高。
At the last of this chapter.
这一章最后。
In verse 48,
第48节
he said, Be ye therefore perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect.
所以你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。
Now we know, here is a degree of similarity, but not the same degree.
这里我们看见是一个一个层次一个程度是相似的可是不是相同的。
Because God is perfect is perfectly perfect.
因为神的完全是真正的完全的。
But our perfect is only comparatively perfect.
神的完全是绝对的完全我们的完全是相对的。
There is no such thing as sinless perfection.
没有在人间没有是无罪的完全。
God is sinless perfect.
但是神是无罪的完全。
No human being is sinless perfect.
没有一个人是没有罪的完全。
Except our Lord Jesus.
只有我们的主耶稣。
But what does the perfect here mean?
但是这里的完全什么意思？
It means there is a similarity of nature there.
这里给我们看见有一个相似的一个性质。
Because it is his life within us.
因为这是他的生命现在在我们里面。
It is his character began to come out of us.
所以他的性格慢慢从我们里面显出来了。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
所以哥林多前书第二章。
Paul said among the perfect.
保罗说在完全人当中。
It means among the matured.
的意思是说在这些成熟的人当中。
He does not mean Sickness perfect.
他并不是说在那些没有罪的完全的人当中。
He means those who are maturing, growing in the Lord.
他说这些人，他们是在成熟了，他们是在仍旧在主面前成长的。
So here in chapter 5.
所以这里第五章。
We find it is to live by Christ.
这里我们看见要靠耶稣，靠基督来活。
If we live by ourselves, we would never be able to fulfill it.
若是我们靠着我们自己来活，我们没有办法来成全这个。
How we need to live by Christ.
我们多么的需要来靠着耶稣基督来活。
And only through Him we are able to be light and to be salt.
只有经过基督，我们才能够成盐成光。
And then when you come to chapter 6,
那然后我们来到第六章的时候，
the Lord shows us how we live upon this earth.
主告诉我们，主让我们看见我们在世上怎么生活。
You find people, they give alms.
你看见有人在那里奉献。
People, they pray.
他们在那里祷告。
People, they fast.
他们在这里禁食。
They have a religious life.
他们有一个宗教的生活。
But the religious life is for man to see.
但是宗教的生活是给人看见的。
But for Christians.
但是我们基督徒。
For us.Who live for God?
为我们这些为神而活的人。
We live for the Father in heaven to see it.
我们活着是要让天上的父看见的。
We do not live before man.
我们不是活在人面前。
We live before God.
我们在神面前活。
And here you find we serve.
这里我们再看见我们侍奉神。
We are not trying to serve two masters.
我们在这里不侍奉两个主。
Because we cannot serve two masters.
我们不能侍奉两个主。
Either you serve God or you serve mammon.
你要不然就是侍奉神，要不然就侍奉马门。
And because we serve God alone.
因为我们只侍奉神。
Therefore, we do not need to care what should we eat, what should we drink, what should we close with.
所以我们不需要担心我们吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
This is what the world seeks for.
这是世上的人所追求的。
And for us, we seek the kingdom and its righteousness first.
对于我们来说，我们寻求他的国和他的义，先求他的国，他的义。
And all these things shall be added.
其他的东西都要慢慢加给你。
And that is verse 33.
这是六章三十三节。
So the chapter 6 is centered upon this verse.
所以第六章的中心就在这里。
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
And then you come to chapter 7.
然后我们来到第七章。
Chapter 7 shows us, if you live such a life, what will happen to you?
那第七章就告诉我们，我们若是过这样的生活的话，什么事情会发生在我们身上
？And it is like building your house on the rock.
这是好像把你的房屋建造在磐石上。
So when storm came, rain came, water came, it was stand.
风来雨来，洪水来的时候，它还在那儿。
So.In Matthew 5 to 7 tells us what the kingdom of the heavens really is.
所以马太五六七章告诉我们天国真正是什么。
That is what the kingdom of heavens is like.
这就是天国真正的形象。
But how can we get into it?
那我们怎么能够进入呢？
So here you find in Matthew chapter 11.
所以这里我们来到马太福音第十一章。
The Lord Jesus said,
主耶稣说
in verse 12,
第十二节马太福音
from the days of John the Baptist until now,
从施洗约翰的时候到如今
the kingdom of the heavens is taken by violence,
天国是努力进入的
and the violence seized on it.
努力的人就得着了。
Brothers and sisters, we have seen what the kingdom of the heavens is.
弟兄姊妹，我们已经看见了天国是什么。
But the Lord is now telling us, how can we get into it?
主现在告诉我们，我们怎么样能够进入。
How can we possess it?
我们怎么样能够得到。
He said, the king from the time of John the Baptist until now.
他说，从施洗约翰一直到如今。
The now means after the Lord has given us what the kingdom of heaven is, and He is discipling His people.
所以这个如今呢，就是说主耶稣来了，他已经告诉他的 门徒们天国是什么了，他现在在这里来带领他的那个门徒。
And he's telling us, how can we live today in the kingdom of the heaven?
所以这里他告诉我们我们怎么样今天住在天国的里面。
Because from the day of John the Baptist until now,
所以因为是从施洗约翰的时候一直到如今
，the kingdom of the heavens has come,
天国来了
，the king has come,
国王来了
，and now we want to possess it.
现在我们要得到这个
，but there is a condition.
这里有一个条件。
He said the kingdom of heavens is to be taken by violence.
他说天国是努力得到的。
Now, we do not like the word violence in Chinese, 努力 it makes it good.
Yeah.
But the word itself is violent, 强暴。
我们中文说是努力，这个努力呢，好像听起来比较好听。其实真正原文的意思是强暴。天国是要靠强暴进入。
Because 努力 means you are trying your best.
Because 努力因为努力呢是你说哎我又尽我的一切的力量。
But violent is just the opposite.
但是强暴是正是相反的。
You are dealing with yourself.
你是在这里被受对付对付你自己。
Now we do not like the word violent.
我们不喜欢强暴这个字眼。
But we may remember, so far as the word is concerned, it just describes a situation.
但是就世界上来说呢，这里说的实在是这光景。
It is neutral in itself.
就是对不起，这个字眼violence 字眼的本身是中性的。
It depends upon whom do you do the violence.
就是说，强暴这个字是呢，是看谁在做行这个强暴。
If you do the violence to other people,
你若是把强暴用在别人身上
，That is bad.
那就是很坏。
But the Lord said.Do violence to yourself.
主说把强暴施在你自己的身上。
Are we willing to do violence to ourselves?
我们愿不愿意把强暴施在自己的身上？
Naturally, we love ourselves.
自然的来说，我们爱自己。
We want to protect ourselves.
我们要保护自己。
We want to have our way.
我们要什么就有什么。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
who does not look?Love himself.
谁不爱自己呢
？If anyone say I do not love myself, he's telling a lie.
若是有人说我不爱自己，他是说谎话。
That's what we naturally are.
这是我们天然就是这样。
But the Lord requires us to violence to ourselves.
但是主要求我们对我们自己要强暴。
Not in any sense to neglect our body.
那并不是说在这里就不保护我不爱护我们的身体。
As if I'm doing violence to myself.
并不是说我们要整治我们的身体。
You know, in the dark age, that's what people do.
因为在黑暗的时代，以前黑暗的时代，人就是这样做。
They will sleep on the bed with all these iron things checking out.
他们睡在一个床上，这个床上有好多铁钉子。
And they will even take their clothes with all these iron things.
他们穿一个衣服呢，衣服里面也有铁钉子。
To ill-treat their body.
来虐待自己的身体。
Because they think sin is from the body.
他们说身体罪是从身体来的。
But you may treat your body so bad until it dies, it doesn't help.
但是呢，你可以虐待你身体，这样的虐待，有一天你死了，问题还在。
The violence here,
这里所说的强暴
is due to your soul.
是对你的魂。
Your own thinking.
你的想法。
Your own feeling,
你的感觉
，your own volition,
你的意志
，anything that represents you yourself,
任何代表你的
，you have to do violence to it.
你必须对这些事情施强暴
，because of the love of God.
因为爱神，因为神的爱
，you're willing to lay down yourself.
你愿意把自己放下
，as our Lord Jesus laid down Himself.Because of his love of the Father.
因为我们的主他把自己放下来因为他爱他的父。
And if we are willing to lay down ourselves.
就是我们愿意把自己放下。
If we are willing to even lay down our talents.
甚至于我们只需要把我们的聪明放下。
And if our talents should go through the cross.
那让我们可以经过这个十字架。
Then God can use it.
然后主就可以用我们。
Just like Moses.
就像摩西一样。
For 40 years he was in the palace of Egypt.
四十年他在埃及的宫中。
He learned all the learnings of Egypt.
他知道埃及所有的学问。
He was mighty in words and in deeds.
他是就是说话做事都有能力。
So he tried to save his people by his mightiness.
他要用他自己的力量来救他自己的百姓。
The first day he used his deeds.
第一次他用他的拳头。
He killed an Egyptian.
他把一个埃及人杀了。
The second day he used his word.
第二天他用他的口
try to solve the problem among the Israelites.
想要在他以色列百姓的两个人中间呢解决他们的问题
but he was rejected.
但是他被弃绝了
thank God for his failure.
感谢神 他失败了
and he had to flee for his life.
他必须逃掉
and after he had been in the wilderness for 40 years.
但当他在旷野里面40年以后
keeping a few sheep.
他只是在看几只羊
He lost his eloquence.
他口才失去了。
He lost his might.
他的能力失去了。
When he was 80 years old,
当他八十岁的时候
he himself said, man can live if he's strong to 80 years.
他自己曾说过人若是强壮的话才能够八十岁。
In Psalm 90.
90篇。
And he is 80 now.
他现在九十了。
He thought himself as dead.
他想他看他自己像是已经死了一样。
And that's the time that God began to use him.
那就是神开始用他的时候。
Not by might, nor by power, but by the Spirit of God.
不是靠势力，不是靠权力，乃是靠神的灵方能成事。
That is the way to the kingdom of the heavens.
那就是到天国的路。
That is the only way.That can transform us.
这是唯一的路能够把我们改变。
And conform us to the image of Christ.
把我们磨成基督的形象。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
you can see very clearly.
你可以很清楚地看见。
This is the way of God.
这是神的路。
How many of God's people are walking on that way?
有多少神的百姓是在这个路上走的
No wonder.The end has not come.
难怪末期还没有到。
Because the bridegroom cannot come to wed a bride that was immature.
因为新郎在新娘还没有成熟以前，他不能来娶这个新娘。
He has to wait until the bride is matured.
他必须要等到新娘成熟了。
That reflects his character.
能够代表，能够表示他的性格。
Then she can be joined together with him in one.
然后新娘和新郎才能够在一起，成为一。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹。
What a responsibility we have.
我们所有的这个责任是多大？
Even though we are nobody.
虽然我们算不了什么。
And yet God can use us for His kingdom.
但是神可以把我们拿我们来为他的天国所用。
It is all grace. It is all mercy.
所有这一切都是他的恩典，都是他的怜悯。
We have nothing to boast of.
我们没有什么好夸的。
But we can only bow our head and worship our Lord.
我们只能低头来敬拜我们的主。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we do want to thank Thee that the kingdom has come.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，天国来了。
But it has come in such a secret way.
但是它来是一个隐藏的。
That the world does not see it.
那世界不能看见。
But Lord, do open our eyes that we may see it.
主啊，开我们的眼睛，让我们可以看见。
That we may learn how to do violence to ourselves.
让我们知道怎么样对我们自己施强暴
That we may seize upon it.
好让我们能够得到天国
Lord, it is all grace.
主啊这都是你的恩典
Grace upon grace.
是从恩上加恩
Have mercy upon us.
是怜悯加上怜悯
In thy precious name.
奉你宝贵的名祷告
Amen.
Amen.